Carlos, the best part about games like yesterday is that you turn around, you got another one today, try to flush out what happened. But I know when you try to stay away from Evan Diaz early in the season and you want to stick to a certain plan, but how tough can it feel as a manager knowing you want your best guy out there every single day, but you can't this early in the year?
Yeah, it's tough, you know, but that's something that we truly believe with our process and things like that, especially this early. And the way we've been using all of the relievers, you know, including Edwin. And, you know, you're going into the game and knowing that you don't have them. And then sure enough, it's a situation present itself. And, you know, you got to give the opportunity to the other guys and guys will step up, you know. But it's still early. And especially with the way, you know, we're using these guys, we got to be smart about it.
Again, I don't want to, just because of yesterday, but how tough is it to get the last three outs of a major league game as opposed to the sixth or the seventh? It's like a different beast.
It is. It is. It's, and that's why those guys are elite at it. You know, there's a mindset. There's, you know, it's, you can say whatever you want, but it's a different feeling, you know, and there's an art to it. And, you know, we feel like we got one of the best in the league on Edwin. But then, like I say, when he's down, you know, guys will step up. So, those three, not easy. But, you know, we got people here that are more than capable of.
Yeah, jumping into today, I mean, this team, I'm sure, is in a great mindset with the record that they have right now. So, you know, how much confidence do you have in the veterans in there just to kind of move along here?
Yeah, no, look, pretty confident, you know. It's a long season. Games like yesterday, they hurt, man. Even in April, you know, especially when you had a laying game and ended up coming empty. But you got to turn the page. This is a group that they've done it before, and here we are, you know, getting an opportunity here to win a baseball game and split a series.
Got Jeff McNeil back in center field today. I know the other day Clay Holmes threw 1,000 ground balls, so Jeff got basically nothing out in center field. But what are you looking forward to his skill set in that position in particular?
Yeah, no, I'm looking for, his jumps, routes, his athleticism, you know. Hopefully he gets some action today, and we'll see what how he looks. Again, pretty comfortable with playing him over there, and in the meantime, giving Acuña some more chances.
You have Jesse Winker hitting in the cleanup spot, and I know just one stat in particular, his numbers against Trevor Williams, 7-for-11. Sometimes it's not that easy, but a day like today, is that maybe one of the reasons why he's hitting cleanup?
Maybe. Yeah. We look at everything, even though small sample size, about 11 at-bats with some good results there. Trying to take my chances with him and try to get to Williams early.
And then you have Griffin Cannon going today. He's been a different guy this year with the way you've changed up his arsenal with his process and things like that. And how much are you seeing maybe a confident kid now, a couple starts in, this is who he is now?
Yeah, and it definitely helps for him as well, you know, that he's getting some good results. He's applying the information, making adjustments, and he's got to be feeling pretty good about himself and, you know, our game plan going into a game. So, I think it's good to see results this early, especially when you're making a lot of adjustments. So, we're looking forward to it today for him to continue to do that.
Our calls, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.